Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you add him and Eva with Rob Bollocks?
Rob. Good morning to you. Always a pleasure to have you on the studio. Must mean it's Wednesday morning. It must mean it's time to peel the
peel the
plastic covering back off this vacuum packed world we live in, and okay. See what has what mould has grown.
Well, lots of mould. If you shout at rice, it'll go mouldy. But we know about that. Right. Back to scientists again. So we've had a week off from them last week. The meteorological the Meteorological Service, or the Met Service of New Zealand. Now, that was a bit of a moment for me, because I didn't realise the Met Service was a Meteorological Service.
What do you think it was?
Well, I don't know. It's a bit like I've known
Rick.
It was
the Metropolitan Service?
Yeah,
or?
I've known Rick for years, and it wasn't until last year that I realised he's actually Rick Breeze. Seriously.
Multiple personality problems here at BFM, for sure.
He is a chameleon. He's a radio chameleon.
Genius is what he is.
Yeah, he is a genius. Anyway, these people, they've documented what is believed to be the largest wave ever recorded in the Southern Hemisphere. It was 23.8 metres or 78 feet or five double-decker buses or 5,348 Weetabix. I've put all those ones in there.
Sorry, so can you just run through those comparisons, okay. Just a little slower, thanks. It's the largest wave ever recorded on planet Earth by humans.
It's 23.8 metres.
It's not great to be alive during... or maybe it's not. Maybe it's actually terrible. Maybe this is the beginning of the apocalypse. Anyway, I always think that, though. Hey, God. Yeah. Blimmin' apocalypse.
Oh, that's rubbish. 78 feet, five double-decker buses, or 5,348 Weetabix high.
5,000 Weetabix.
No, I actually made that up.
How many metres?
23.8. So if anybody could work out how many Weetabix that
you
is...
You could get 23 people to stand on each other. It's
pretty... That'd just
so
be
about 5,000 Weetabix, right?
That would just be an average night in shadows, wouldn't it?
No. In the old days, perhaps. Walking on not a strong cheerleading university. You know, or performance art university either. That's a massive wave.
Yeah.
And they Jesus.
In the Southern Ocean. It was
remember there used to be an ad with Peter Blake on it. Go down here in the Southern Ocean. He's on the front of the. You know, the wave can get huge. So I wonder if he even knew it could get that huge.
Well, the thing is, right? They've just.
What would you even do if you? I've been out and we've been out to. We were once doing our TV show and we're out on the Arahura. And Tri-Island Ferry. Cruising on the Inter-Islander.
I've been on that. The South Island.
Yeah, from the north to the South Island. That's right, the Inter-Islander.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, Rob.
And the and it was like the second longest that has ever had to stay out because the weather was so bad.
Wow.
And we were just, it was not wahine conditions, but it was full on, man. And but can't be anywhere near that high.
Did you feel like,
you know, our good unsafe? Friend Bill, you know, our friend Bill Curtin?
Yeah,
our good
I certainly
Bill
do,
Curtin,
yes.
We were out in the water for 9 hours in that ferry, and our good friend Bill Curtin sat in the same place and didn't move for 9 hours. I love you, Bill.
Do you know what he always used to say to me?
He's probably still haunted by that.
When I first started here, he'd always come in and go, Rob, closer to the microphone. It's all he ever said to me for like 2 years, closer to the microphone. I actually met him on K Road once, and he said, Rob. I went, close to the microphone. Right?
Shut up and play a song was a good bill.
Anyway.
So we've got this massive wave on
planet Earth. Really made me laugh, the scientists over here were so, so happy because it was higher than the one in Australia. It beat it by a little bit, and they were very, very excited about that.
Well, whereabouts in Australia was the big one?
It was Tasman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
Really?
It was only 65 metres.
65 feet.
Oh, no, sorry. What was it?
65 feet.
65.
Oh. The other one was 70-something feet, didn't you say?
Yeah. It was a lot less than that. I can't read my writing. Oh, 23.8.
Meters,
oh, no, that was
meters.
The last one. Uh-huh, forget
hold
it.
Hold on, I'll just...
Hang on. Yeah. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Hold on, I'll just... Okay, now give another go.
Yeah, I can't remember now. Anyway, but they reckon it could have been... There could have been higher ones because the buoy they've got there operates every 20 minutes...
I love the way, I'm so glad that we live in a country where we say boy and not buoy.
Oh,
buoy.
Like septics do.
Dinghy. Dinghy tied up to the buoy. How about that?
But the thing is, and I want to talk to...
Actually, good calls come in on the text there. Why do English people call Weet-Bix Weetabix?
Well, it's because, I don't know, because that's what they are.
They're Weet-Bix.
Weetabix.
There's no A.
Oh, don't even start talking about how you lot got E in everything, like showing, growing, no E in it. There isn't, seriously. I've written it down and it don't ride like that. Anyway, the thing is, that storm, that wave, would have eventually ended up...
there from Rob,
that would have ended up in America. And what I want to ask Surf Girl is, would she...
We call her Kitty.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I want to ask her, would she actually have a go at it?
Hell no.
Because you'd probably be on the surfboard for a week.
Yeah, you mean if you pulled it off?
Yeah.
You'd be in the tube for like three or four days?
Yeah.
Sort of thing?
But that generates...
Some dolphin would come past and go, what are you doing? What are you doing, human? Get off.
Oh, hang on. We've got 2,280 Weetabix. If each Weetabix was 10 millimetres thick. BFM listeners are just
guy.
So brilliant.
That's my producer Joe guy.
Brilliant. But anyway, that's that. Now, Stephen Hawking, we talked about him last week.
Can't stop talking about Steve Hawking.
Can't, or multiverses. But anyway, this is brilliant. Those wishing to honour Stephen Hawking at a memorial service at Westminster Abbey can apply via a ballot, putting their birth dates, which can be any date up to the 31st of December 2038.
Right. Really?
Professor Hawking's Foundation said the possibilities of time travel has not been disproven and they could not be excluded.
That's awesome.
But this is even better, right? Apparently, Professor Hawking's threw a party for time travellers to see if any would turn up, and he actually put the notice out after the party. I just love him. Humanity is just so going to miss that, man.
We are going to. There was Richard Dawkins had a couple of really good stories about Stephen Hawking did a presentation at some college, and you know, he's got the speech machine,
yeah.
And some guy came up. They were doing it. I think he said they're doing it together, or he heard about it. But he said they'll take one question from the audience. And some guy kind of said, Mr. Hawking, what an esteemed honour it is to have you here, Professor. You know, so my question is this. And if it's blah, 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 and if then the blah, blah, blah came there, under the conditions of da, 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 is it not true that blah, 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 and then blah, 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 to which Stephen Hawking went,
no.
And then went off stage, which is
brilliant. But what made me laugh is he said, like, no time travellers turned up to his party. Could be for two reasons. One, they don't exist. Or secondly, through real shit parties. Do you know what I mean? If you was a time traveller, would you go to Stephen Hawking?
I've heard he's a wonderful host.
No, he'd have been brilliant.
Yeah.
He'd have been brilliant.
He really works the room.
Yeah.
He did really, really work the room.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to miss him. We're all going to miss him. What a fantastic genius of a man. And that's it for this week.
I embarrassed myself at that Richard Dawkins thing straight off the bat. One of the first comments I made when I said, look, I'm a science fan, but I'm not, I've never been tertiary educated.
Okay.
Of course I went, I've never been tertiary educated. The whole crowd chuckled at me, like, you poor sad old man.
It's like when I met Clive Allen, Tottenham player, ex-Tottenham player, he came
similar,
over here.
Very similar.
No. And I interviewed him, and I talked to him for ages and ages and ages. I got my microphone, and I said, I'm sitting here with Clive Owen.
Oh, no.
And I had to
the actor? What?
Yeah. So he was very gracious about it, actually.
You know, that's just the thing with famous people, you know.
Yeah.
They've met a lot of dicks.
Yeah.
There was a, met some good, interesting people at them, who did Richard Dawkins did a meet and greet thing after both shows.
Anybody wearing capes?
I mean, with Christchurch, obviously, there was tons of people wearing capes. But not in Auckland, not that I remember, no. There was a girl in Auckland, a little girl, an intermediate age girl, whose question for the audience was threw around for six. To be honest, I think anyone that was there will know what I'm talking about. Thousands of people there, Rob. But this little girl stood up and said, "Hi, I just want to say what a pleasure it is to have you speak to us, Professor Dawkins, and really great to listen to you today." And some of the stuff he's talking about was hard to deal with. It was intense. It was heavy science. And so she's like, "Oh, it's wonderful to have you come talk to us. My question is this. If the whole world, I study problem solving at school. If the whole world, if medicine stopped working and half the world died, then what would happen to the army? If the army all died, then would other armies be able to come invade us and then take over?" And it's just like, what? And then which she actually gave a proper answer to, which I would have just gone, "Go to bed." That's what I would say.
Stop drinking Red Bull.
To recap, Rob, we've got a 23.8 meter wave recorded.
Yeah, could have been bigger. Don't know.
BFM challenges all other waves to beat that.
Yeah.
And but
as long as you beat Australia, that's all you got to worry about.
I can't believe there's one that big in the Tasman.
Yeah,
people kayak across the Tasman.
Do they? Why?
But I don't know.
It's just why.
But I don't know why people do that sort of thing. People like row across the Tasman or row from here to Sao Paulo or something like that. There's one of the greatest documentaries I've ever seen in my life. It's called Big River Man.
Oh,
have you seen that? Have I told you about that?
Yeah, I've told you about that. Yeah.
That's the guy who's swum the length of every major river in the world.
Yeah.
And it's him swimming the Amazon, and it is such a good documentary. Thanks, BFM. Listen, put me onto that. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's under the sea monster chain.
I've got to do my science voice.
Thank you very much, my son.
I have to do that next one.